I want to welcome you to Mission Academy regular board meeting. It is Wednesday, October 26, 2022 at 2 o'clock. This meeting is held in compliance with Assembly Bill 361, which allows flexibility in Brown Act teleconference procedures as addressed by the board under agenda item IE. The public is encouraged to participate in the meeting telephonically by dialing the conference line or by clicking the web link listed on the posted agenda. The public may submit written comment to the board by emailing publiccomment@missionacademyhs.org. The public may also provide comments telephonically during the public comment section of the meeting agenda. So I'd like to open this meeting and we'll do a roll call so we can establish a quorum. Carol Stanford, present. Claudette Beck?
Present.
Mike Malloy?
Present.
John Dorch?
Present.
Barbara Willebrand?
Present.
So we have a quorum, and we're now going to do the Pledge of Allegiance. And John Dorch, would you do that? And everyone else put their screen
my
on
pleasure.
Mute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, thank you so much. So now we're going to do staff introductions, and Mr. Brown, we'll start with you.
Well, thank you very much, President Stanford. Good afternoon, board. My name is Jeff Brown, Chief Executive Officer, Information Officer. Jerry will not be attending this meeting. She is on assignment.
All right. Welcome. School staff.
Good afternoon. Lindsay Reese, Area Superintendent.
Good afternoon.
Joy Taylor, Director of Federal and State Programs.
And this is Jeff Martin, Vice President, Charter Relations.
All right, School Legal Counsel.
Good afternoon, Bill Thompson, Legal Counsel.
Any advisors supporting agenda items or presenting?
Good afternoon, Board. This is Geeta Sharifi, CFO with LLAC.
All right, any other staff who wishes to introduce themselves? All right, welcome everyone. So now we're going to go to 1E, adopt resolution continuing Board of Directors authority to hold virtual or teleconference meetings pursuant to Assembly Bill 361. Jeff Martineau.
Thank you, President Stanford and board members. Please refer to your board package for the resolution for continuing Board of Directors authority to hold virtual or teleconference meetings pursuant to Assembly Bill 361. Assembly Bill 361 allows boards to continue to meet remotely during states of emergency as long as the board makes required findings every 30 days that meeting in person would present imminent risks to the health or safety of attendees. It is recommended the board make the required findings by adopting the enclosed board resolution. Thank you.
Thank you. So I need a motion and a second to adopt 1E.
John Dorch, move to approve.
Bobby Willebrand, second.
So John Dorch has moved, Barbara Willebrand has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So 1E has been approved unanimously. We are now on 1F. Approve agenda for the October 26, 2022 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. I need a motion and a second to approve 1F.
Barbara Willebrand, move.
Claudette Beck, second.
So Barbara Willebrand has moved. Claudette Beck has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorch?
Aye.
And Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So 1F has been approved unanimously. We are now on 1G. Approved minutes of the September 6, 2022 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. I assume everyone's read this. If there are no corrections or comments, could I have a motion and a second to approve 1G?
Barbara Willebrand, move.
Claudette Beck, second.
Number.
Barbara Wilbrand has moved. Claudette Beck has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
Don Torch?
Aye.
And Barbara Wilbrand?
Aye.
So 1G has been approved unanimously. We are now on 1H. Approved minutes of the September 27th, 2022, regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. I assume everyone has read this. Sorry about that. I assume everyone has read this, and if there are no corrections or comments, can I have a motion and a second to approve 1H?
Mike Lloyd makes a motion.
John Dorch seconds.
Thank you, gentlemen. Mike Malloy's motion. John Dorch has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorch?
Aye.
Barbara Wilbrand?
Aye.
So 1H has been approved unanimously. We are now on public comment. At this time, members of the public may address the board on any item within the subject matter's jurisdiction of the board, whether or not the item is on the agenda, by dialing the teleconference line or by clicking the web link listed on the posted agenda. The time allotted per presentation will not exceed 3 minutes, except in the case where a member of the public utilizes the translator, in which case the time allotted will not exceed 6 minutes. In accordance with the Brown Act, no action may occur at this time, but it's the board's prerogative to hold a brief discussion, provide information to the public, provide direction to staff, or schedule the matter for a future meeting. Is there anyone on the line from the public who would like to introduce themselves or make a comment? And if not, Shelley, has anyone from the public contacted you?
Hi, this is Shelley Sams from the Charter Affairs team here to report that there were no members of the public who submitted written comment or have requested to speak.
All right, thank you so much, Shelley. So now we're on 3, school reports and information. Principal update, Jenna Yuna. Is she here?
Actually, Jenna is out today. She is in New Orleans. She thought she was going to be able to make it, but she's actually at a PLC conference, so that stands for Professional Learning Community, with her leadership team and a few of her department teachers. So I'll go ahead and give her update. As you can see, attendance is on the rise. So for LP1, average attendance was 84%. For LP2, we're at 87%, and for LP3, we're at 90%. So that's all great news. The team is preparing for WASC. We're busy gathering materials, having meetings. The WASC process is very labor-intensive. It requires a lot of meetings, but it's a great process, the reflective cycle. The agreed-upon student-learner outcomes for the team make the acronym GRIT. The G stands for growth mindset. The R is for resilience. The I is for independence, and the T is for transformation. And we did the same thing for team values. It's the same acronym, different words. So for our team members, we want growth. We want relationships. We want inspiration, and we want teamwork. Our student success story is, it says, Ms. Carter's English learner student K attended 3 different high schools before finding Mission Academy. It's a story the team is quite familiar with. What made the difference here? Well, for one thing, her passionate academic advisor, Ms. Carter, who talks real with students and consistently engages with them, even when they don't respond back. Ms. Carter sends birthday cards and hello cards. She sends jokes and asks the students to reply back before sending the punchline. She's funny but firm, supportive but relentless. Way to go, Casey. There's a little screenshot of when the student replied to Ms. Carter, or when the team replied. So we're very happy for Ms. Carter and for student K, and we're thankful to be able to share stories like this with our team. In October, we have suicide awareness events coming up. We have a leadership conference for essential skills for transformational school and district leaders. That's the conference that Jenna's at right now in New Orleans. We have a student FAFSA workshop on 10/14, and on 10/21, a student A3G 4-year college info session. In November, we'll be doing some WIOA training and work permit authorizer training. And then in January, will be PLC trainings. And our WASC visit will be February 27th through March 1st. That's it for me.
President Stanford, I believe you're muted.
I am sorry. something just happened. Okay, so I'm back. Thank you. Thank you so much. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I heard that. It wasn't too loud, though, President Stanford.
Okay, all right. So we're good now, though?
That's good.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry about that. So I'm sorry. I got somebody yelled, and I got called away for a second. So where are we at right now?
Time for the finance update.
Okay, thank you. I really apologize for that. All right, there's somebody at the door. Okay, 3B, finance update, Gita.
Thank you, board. This is Gita with LLAC. So I have two updates for the board. One is the Hanmi financial update, updated as of September 30th. You can see it on the screen. This document is for the board information. It shows the line of credit for the school at $1 million, approved by Hanmi, expiration date of November 3rd, 2023. Interest rate currently is at 6.75. It's an increase of 0.75% from my last update due to an increase on prime rate. Also, it reflects if the school has any amount drawn from the line of credit, which currently there is a balance of $750,000. Also, it reflects the covenant ratio or the amounts that the calculations that we provide and support the bank, just to make sure that the school stays financially healthy and the line of credit is approved and continue to be in place. So the school has always met those covenant ratios and the requirements. So this is my first update, and I have one more. So if there's no question, I'll move on to the second item.
Okay,
so the second item is actually a good news. So I wanted to report to the board that the school received two one-time fundings just recently from the California Department of Education. This is a state funding. One of them is arts, music, and instructional material discretionary block grant. So this funding is in addition to what the board approved when the board approved the budget previously. So it's not included in the budget. Then for the amount of $348,361. This funding will be disbursed to the school in two portions, 50% in November of 2022 and 50% in April of 2023. The next funding is Learning Recovery Emergency Block Grant. This funding is $930,423 and will be disbursed in two portions as well, 50% in December of 2022 and 50% in May of 2023. Both of these fundings will be reported when I report to the board in December on the first interim report. And Lindsay and the school staff are working with their controllers to identify a plan for these new fundings. And they both have to comply with the SB 740 requirements. So that concludes my report. If there's any questions, I would be happy to discuss. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Gita. We always love it when we get more money that we can kind of play with. So I'm sure Lindsay will have something to do with that. All right. We're going to go now to 3C, updated 2022-23 board meeting calendar. It's in your packet on page 23. And we have 2 months where we have double meetings. So everybody put this on their calendar. All right. So now we're going to go to 4 action items. The board will be asked to approve the revised charter school accounting manual. This is Gita.
Thank you, board. So there are a couple of items I'd like to bring to board's attention. These are recommendations for changes. One is the expenditure, the total expenditure cash on hand for reserve fund percentage. So originally the board had approved 17%. We're recommending to increase that to 20%, and that's due to prior experiences that the school had with the deferrals and the importance of having cash on hand, as well as the future potential recession. So we think it's safer for the school to have a higher cash reserve. So recommending to increase that to 20%. The second item is just tightening the internal control on pages 107 and 108. It's red line in your packet as well. It's a revision to the cash receipt process. And that, again, just tightening and adding some more steps and requirements to tighten the internal controls, such as adding and requiring a triplicate receipt book. So that's another section. Also, on page 115, 109, and 110, those sections had two portions which included a section on petty cash and a section on wire transfers. The school does not do wire transfer, has no approval to do that. So therefore, we removed that section as well as the petty cash. The schools don't handle petty cash, so we removed those two procedures. But we also added ACH procedural detail as well as ACH process for payments. Those two sections were not included in the accounting manual. We do follow those processes, but they were just not included in the accounting manual. So those are recommended to be added. So those are the only additions and requires approval and our recommendations. So that concludes my report. If there's any questions, I'll be happy to discuss. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Gita. Any questions from the board? If not, could I have a motion and a second to approve 5A? 4A.
Barbara Wilbrin moved. Claudia Beck will second.
So Barbara Wilbrand has moved. Claudette Beck has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John George?
Aye.
Barbara Wilbrand?
Aye.
All right. So 4A has been approved unanimously. Now we're on 4B. The board will be asked to approve the area superintendent evaluation tool for the 22-23 school year. Jeff Martineau.
Thank you. Good afternoon, President Stanford and board members. In your board packets, you will find the area superintendent evaluation tool for your consideration of use for the current 2022-2023 school year. The attached evaluation tool and rubric is unchanged from the version presented to you as a first read at the June 2022 board meeting. Highlights of the 2022-2023 evaluation tool include the four focused areas of performance, with number one being governance and board relations, number two, school, family, and community relations, number three, business and finance, and finally, number four, instructional leadership. A mid-year check-in will be scheduled during a closed session at January's board meeting to discuss progress towards goals, and finally, an updated rubric and clearly defined indicator performance levels are also found in the evaluation tool. As indicated in the area superintendent evaluation policies and procedures, the attached evaluation tool will serve as the specific written instrument to be used in evaluating the area superintendent for the 2022-2023 school year, which will be completed by the board in a closed session to take place in summer 2023. At this time, it is recommended that the attached version of the area superintendent evaluation tool be approved for use in evaluating the area superintendent for the 2022-2023 school year. Thank you.
This is Board President Stanford. Thank you for letting us be part of this. This has been a fluid document. We've all had a great deal to do with it over the year and really gotten to know Lindsay so much better than we would have without it. So we appreciate it. Any comments from the other board members? If not, can I have a motion and a second to approve 4B?
Michael Hoy makes a motion.
John George seconds.
Mike Malloy has made the motion. John George has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck,
aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John George?
Aye.
Barbara Wilbrand?
Aye.
4B has been approved unanimously. So now we're on 5, additional corporate officers and board members' observations and comments. Mr. Brown.
Well, thank you very much, President Stanford. I would like to thank Superintendent Lindsay Reese for providing us with the principal's report. increasing in enrollment, that's marvelous. And I certainly hope we can keep them all, because that's, retention is also a strong portion of what we're interested in. And the WASC work, I understand that, and it's so much work, but you guys always come forth, and I know I'm looking forward to another 6 years of good old WASC. So thank you for that. And your Mrs. Carter, Miss Carter, that is outstanding. I mean, that teacher, her dedication to her students, it just, there's how you keep your kids, and there's how these kids turn around and move on and become great citizens and the heroes of our future. I really appreciate that. I take this opportunity to give special thanks to our UFO, you know, Guida Cherise. Her reports are always clear, concise. She has the answers, and if she doesn't, she says, I will get them back to you, and usually before the board meeting ends. And good news is always good news. Thank you so much, Guida. Special thanks to Jeff Martineau. His work on these evaluation tools is outstanding, and his dedication to that is well appreciated. I want to personally thank you so much, Jeff. Having said all of that, I'm going to return this back to the board and to our board president. Thank you, President Stanford.
Who's here right now? I ditto to everything you said. Everybody's doing a really good job. Lindsay, thank you for everything you do. I love it that Jenna is in New Orleans with her team. That's good. I went to some great conferences there. That's fun. All right. Any other comments from the board members?
Mike Malloy agrees with everybody else.
Good. I know. All right. If no more comments, we're going to move to closed session. So right now, I'm going to request a motion to adjourn the regular open session and enter into closed session. And we're going to do two different areas. We're going to do public employee performance evaluation, government code section 54957B1, about our area superintendent. And number two, we're going to do a conference with labor negotiators, government code section 54957.6. Agency designated representatives Steve Churchwell or Jenny Kringle, on unrepresented employee CEO. So right now I need a motion and a second to adjourn into closed session.
Bobby Wilbrand move.
Claudia Beck second.
So Barbara Willebrand has moved. Claudette Beck has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So by unanimous vote, we have moved to go into closed session. So Melissa?
November the 16th, 2022 at 12. And I'd like now a motion and a second to adjourn this meeting.
Barbara made the motion.
Mark Malloy, second.
Okay. So Barbara Willebrand moved. Mike Malloy seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
And John Dorch?
Aye.
And Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So it is unanimous that we are adjourning this meeting. Thank you all for your participation.
Thank you, everyone.